Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it feels like that. I mean, it might not be, but today it feels like that. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We get back to your phone calls coming up in just a few minutes. It is a Tuesday, though, which means we talked to our guy, Ross Tucker, at Ross Tucker NFL for the Daily Eagles Ross Report. Ross, how are we doing today?
I am doing just fine, fellas. How about yourself?
Oh, well, you know, we're going through it, Ross. Yeah. And I was trying to tell them before they jumped all over me like a bunch of crickets that in games like this, you always try to draw from the positives first because you still have a lot of football to play. And I guess my question to you is from your purview, what were some of the positives that you saw from this football game?
Well, you know what's interesting, Hugh? I think you and I are kind of sharing a brain because I feel differently than a lot of the other folks feel today. I mean, they went up against a pretty darn good team. You know, the Chargers, whatever they are, 9-4, so they're a confirmed good team. And even if they just had four turnovers, three interceptions, and one fumble by the quarterback, they would have won the game or at worst tied the game. I guess I would feel a lot worse if they weren't able to move the ball at all. Or it was like the Bears game, mm-hmm. and they got their you-know-whats run over. I think encouraged would be too strong of a word. But what I would say to you is they're not going to have games with five turnovers. That's not – of course they shouldn't win a game if they have five turnovers. What's the likelihood that that happens again? I think not real high. They lose a touchdown because of a penalty – another one that might have been a touchdown or whatever. I can't remember in the Juergens because of a penalty. A.J. Brown has multiple drops. I mean, I guess I watched that game and thought they were clearly the better team. They had a bunch of mistakes that cost them the game ultimately. But I don't really know how much of a difference it makes. I mean, in my mind, they're going to be the 3 seed. They're still going to win the division. They're going to be the 3 seed. They're going to have a home playoff game. They need to win that home playoff game. And then we'll see what happens. I mean, if you can have two takeaways, it's fair to say they do not look like a team that's going to repeat and win the Super Bowl. And I don't think they're even close to as good as the Seahawks or Rams right now. So that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is ultimately they're fine in terms of having a home playoff game, in my mind, and a chance in the tournament.
Ross, let's talk about the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Just in general, obviously last night was a career worst game. Probably an outlier when it comes to ever seeing that many turnovers again. But just as you've watched him throughout the season, Ross, I'm going to ask a question usually reserved for, I would say, older players. Do you think Jalen Hurts is regressing as an NFL quarterback?
Well, what's interesting about that, Joe, is I do think they're trying to do some different things with him. And I think last night was an indicator of perhaps why he doesn't typically work the middle of the field that much and doesn't like to, because the middle of the field can get messy. A lot of things can happen in the middle of the field. They can drop a D tackle that you're not expecting, and you can throw the ball right to them. You know, stuff like that happens. And you can see why it feels like Hurts typically prefers the cleaner reads of the outside isolation routes, because there's less hands there, there's less opportunity to throw an interception. I would actually say one of my biggest frustrations or questions coming out of last night was more about Hurts as a runner. I can appreciate and respect that he's sliding so as to not take hits, so as to not get hurt. And I think that's the right move. But I guess I'm wondering if there's something wrong with him physically, because he does not look to me like he's moving as fast as he used to, or as fast as he can, or as fast as he does at other times. I mean, there was like a stark contrast, I felt like, between Herbert running and Hurts running, and that should not be the case. And Herbert has a broken hand that he got operated on Monday, a plate and multiple screws. Herbert's getting the crap beat out of him, and he basically won the game by not turning it over and by running. I mean, that's basically how Herbert won the game. And I would like to see a little more from Hurts running and a little more of a sense of urgency. They need it. They need it.
Ross, I'm curious your perspective on this. And then, because you're around so many people in the NFL at games, curious maybe when you talk to coaches and people in the league, what they actually think matters. So, Ross, I've had this theory for a while that maybe us as fans were a little bit behind in terms of really how quarterbacks are evaluated. Because a lot this year, when Jalen's up and down, or the offense is up and down, our callers cite, hey, Joe, his touchdown interception ratio is sterling. And before last night, it was, right? Like, it was one of the best in the NFL. Yet they're not scoring any points, and it doesn't look like the offense is any good. So I've started to wonder, is that really what matters? And Ross, I'm going to throw a couple of stats at you. I'm sure you've heard these, whether or not you use them, I'm sure you heard them. And I'm just curious what you think actually matters, like how the Eagles might be assessing him, how we should be. So when you look at the other stats, kind of under the hood a little bit, Jalen Hurts is 25th now in success rate. He's 20th in QBR. He is 18th in expected points added per play. That number comes up a lot. Ross, how do you think football people actually evaluate quarterbacks numbers-wise? And what do you think about Hurts compared to the surface numbers, maybe versus the other underneath ones, which don't look as good?
It's a really, really good question. And I would say that I think front office executives and personnel people, they look at a lot of the newer statistics or advanced, preferred, better, more relevant statistics that you just cited, Joe. And they look at that as a better indicator of how a quarterback's performing. I think coaches are still more old school, and it's really not even statistics. It's watching the guy play, watching what he's asked to do, and how well does he do based on what he's asked to do and the people around him. Because that really changes from team to team. You know, not only the people around you, but what you're asked to do really changes depending on what team you're on. And I think it would be fair to look at Hurts and say, okay, look what he's got around him and look what they're asking him to do. He should be more productive than this.
Yeah, I think it's a fair way to put it. And what makes it so interesting in football is there's so many players on the field, right? Like we're pulling out one player's numbers, but there's the context of all those players on the field. With them, Ross, the run game, I feel like it's getting a little bit better. I mean, I know they had the one big one last night that probably inflated Saquon's numbers, but I saw burst when he got around the edge on that the fake tush push there. What have you seen with the run game, and is there something that maybe we can build on the last couple weeks, specifically last night?
Well, I think the burst has been there all year, and I don't think the line has blocked it as cleanly. And I've never thought that Saquon had great vision, and that goes back to college. And the reason why I felt that way, and I watched every snap he played at Penn State, he had way too many negative yardage runs, way too many. That happened with the Giants too. And I know the line wasn't good. I think there's a little bit of, I would say, almost like a Barry Sanders to his game, where he has a unique ability because of his speed and power to go a long way. But he's not as much of a sustaining back as other guys are. And as a result, you get a decent amount of negative yardage runs, which put you in second and 12. You know, that was, believe it or not, the knock on Barry Sanders is that, hey, we love Barry. He's maybe the greatest ever, blah, blah, blah. But in terms of scoring points, it's a lot of second and 12s. It's a lot of third and longs. Those are really hard to come back from in the NFL, as opposed to, I'll just give an example of a guy I blocked for. I can't hardly ever remember Emmitt Smith having a negative yardage run. I mean, when I was there, okay, he was like 34 years old. We stunk as an offensive line. He was small. He was slow. And he somehow, Joe, would always get 3 or 4 yards. Oh, I have no idea how he did it. He'd find a little nook or cranny. He'd dip, dodge, dive. And that's not really Saquon. So I think, you know, when the coaches talk a lot about first down, they're not calling out Saquon because if the line blocked it better and blah, blah, blah. But when they're saying they need to do better on first down, that's a lot of what they're talking about.
Ross, last one for you. Let's end this on a fun note here. Your thought on Phillip Rivers potentially coming back here at the age of 44. I think he came in the league just a few years after you, and he could be playing quarterback for the Colts, I guess, before this season is over, if this thing becomes a real thing, and he had a workout with them last night. Ross, your thought on 44-year-old Phillip Rivers, 5 years after playing, trying to come back and play in the NFL?
Well, I think it's an incredible story. My rookie year was 2001. He was 2004, yep. But he's only 2 years younger than me. He's 44. Listen, I've been saying for years we need more grandfathers in the NFL. We need grandpas, play pop-ups, whatever you want to call it, playing in the NFL. You know, Joe, in 2 weeks I'm doing Niners at Colts.
The big one.
On the radio. I don't want it to be Riley Leonard. I want it to be Phillip Rivers. I'm like praying that they sign him, and I think I saw a tweet from McAfee saying it's going down. Now, I don't know how quickly they would start him, but he's not going there to be a backup, I wouldn't think. So however it plays out, it's like an incredible, incredible fun story that makes the Colts like must-see TV. And I hope he does. I hope he lights it up. It'd be amazing.
It'd be the coolest story of the NFL season. I'm rooting for it, too. I hope you start that night. You're doing that game. Ross, we appreciate hopping on. As always, have a great rest of your week. And we'll talk next week, hopefully on a positive note after a win over the Raiders on Sunday, Ross.
Oh, my gosh. If they lose to the Raiders, that would be bad, bad. I would be shocked. I did a Raiders game a couple weeks ago. They are not good. I would be – it'll take maybe more than 5 turnovers for them to lose to the Raiders.
Yeah, this is the perfect opponent. Ross, we appreciate hopping on. Have a great week, and we'll talk next time.
Have a good one.
See you guys.
There we go. I saw Tucker Bagley put up a note last night. He was the only team in the last 5 weeks in the NFL to score fewer touchdowns than the Eagles. You know who that is?
Raiders.
The Raiders. It might be just what the doctor ordered. Hugh, what do you think about Pop Rivers coming back for the Colts here?
He got about 13 kids, right?
Close to that.
Probably need that bread. I want to, like, the first thought that I was thinking.
It's the money.
I'm like, damn, he probably going to get this part of the year, probably going to get about 3 mils. And then, they'll probably sign him. He's probably going to sign a multiple-year deal.
You think? At 44 years old?
At least a 2-year, don't you think?
I don't know.
What is that worth, like 15, 10, 15?
Do you think it's for the money, or maybe he just wants to get out of the house? That's a lot of kids. Might be in over his head.
Dude, Phillip Rivers was a pretty darn good quarterback.
Sure, like, was.
He was a
not if you ask Jolly.
Yeah, well, Jolly hates.
Well, I don't ask Jolly anything.
Why not?
I just don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I mean, he's a profound thinker. I mean, I respect him for that, but I'm not asking him nothing. I would say he'll probably get like $10 to $12 million for 2 years.
Do you think he could pull this off?
I don't think he's going 2 years.
Yeah, no, I think this is just the rest of the season.
You think it's just, five games?
Yes. Yeah, no, this is just, we need help, come help for the rest of the season.
You think so?
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Who's
you think he's
going
to go through a whole offseason, be it like, come on, yeah, you know.
Man, they called this man, he'd been chilling for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Make it worth his while.
No.
Like, for five games, he's going to get a couple. Man.
I got to tell you guys, I know we had a lot of reaction the night after Joe Flacco got traded within a week and was lighting up defenses because we couldn't move the ball passing. If Philip Rivers gets off the couch after 5 years and plays well down the stretch, but we can't throw the ball, I'm not going to handle it well.
You want to make another bet, Hugh?
About what?
If he signs, it's just for this season.
We can do that.
Double or nothing?
But that's 600 pennies. I put $2 more with the $4 I owe you.
But that's not double or nothing. That would be $8.
No, I'm halving it. Oh. I'm halving that thing.
1.5 or nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So $6 total on the line here? That's what we're betting?
600 pennies.
I thought you would have learned
your
lesson.
But why would he sign
a
2-year deal? He's old.
Why not? I mean, if they're willing to. Listen, Joe.
He just said he's old.
Listen. This is how, listen
why did
listen
Brandon Graham sign a 2-year deal in the middle of this season?
Listen to the rationale. He's a quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. He's 44 years old. They caught him off the couch 5 years removed from the game.
Yes.
Five of them things.
So long. What was your body like 5 years after your last game?
If somebody asked me, probably, no, I'm good. Because you're 5 years removed from the game,
yeah.
Right? But they feel like your skill set still translates into this game, and we are willing to pay you. Make it worth my while. So give me a 2-year deal.
I just think they're desperate.
Oh, they're totally
desperate.
Well,
it's all of that and above, but he ain't played in 5 years. You mean to tell me he the only
cat? So why is he going to go and sign for an extra year now?
Because it's like, hey, give me some more money.
Oh, okay. He's going to hold them up for money.
Wait a minute.
I get the rationale.
Who was Buddy that they got him out of retirement? He was coaching his team. He was here. And he was coaching. And he was like
McCown,
the emergency
Josh
quarterback.
McCown,
yeah, he
Josh
was emergency
McCown.
Quarterback. Same thing.
He's the Vikings quarterback coach now.
Crazy.
He
was the emergency quarterback, but he ain't had to never come to practice.
Yeah, he was coaching down in North Carolina.
Yeah,
he
was
then he played in that playoff game.
Rivers is signing to be a starter.
Yeah.
He's signing to go on a playoff.
I'm saying it's the same thing, though. If he go on a playoff run, the juices get to flowing.
It's not the same thing.
I need them in the playoffs.
Okay,
it'd be
Joe
so fun.
Joe Flacco came in the same scenario. Am I mistaken?
He's been playing.
No, but my point is this guy.
There's no scenario that's akin to this.
Did Joe Flacco come in the same scenario? Well, he came in as like he was on the couch.
He was just traded from another football team.
He was on the Browns. He was starting for the Browns.
No. before that, when his son was calling him trash, he was at the crib chilling.
2 years ago, when he helped the Browns go to the playoffs.
Yes, and then he came back, and they signed him. That's, now, it could be the
same. Playing.
You're right.
He retired.
But it was, both of you are right. But it was like 3 months he retired, not right. 5 full years.
Okay, but it's basically the same.
This is an insanely unique scenario. There's no, there's really no comparison.
We're all on the same, are we on the same page? We're rooting for Philip Rivers here?
Of course.
Yeah, I think this would be so. I need
him to only sign for the rest of this year.
I need to be sitting on my couch watching a Philip Rivers playoff game. You guys done with the bet?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines here as we devolve. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP.
We always devolve.
Hey, Jeff.
This whole thing has a total Titanic vibe to it. So on one hand, you got Kyle and Joe up in the catbird seat warning everybody about the iceberg that is Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And Captain Sirianni just steering the boat like nothing's going on.
I'm picturing him in the captain's hat now. I can see it.
And then you have Hugh over here playing in the strings band, like, let's just keep everybody, they don't know anything. That's fine. Let's just keep on playing. then you got AJ Ismay jumping on the lifeboat, going down with there's not supposed to be any men.
Well, now you have me wondering who's Jack and Rose, but I don't want you to answer that question because it gets weird
if
you
knows,
answer that.
Man. Yeah. Who knows? Dude, it was a total debacle last night. It was just, Jalen has to take a lot of the blame, but. Thank God the defense kept us in the game.
Well, they did. There are some silver linings to last night, right? The run game, Saquon, the big run. Jeff, I think Jalex Hunt is starting to emerge here. I think he's been their best edge for about a month now. I love the way he's playing.
I mean, if they didn't score many points off of the turnovers, but had we not turned the ball over, we would have probably scored more points.
Oh, yeah. Well, we would have got accidental field goals if we didn't turn the ball over.
Accidental, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not even a given now.
Well, it's not. Yeah, Elliott has struggled. Jeff, man, we appreciate it. I need Jake Elliott to get back on, figure this thing out.
You had Dicker.
The one that got away.
Had Dicker envy last night.
I had complete Dicker envy. You were completely right on that.
Listen.
Are you fantasizing about Dicker last night?
I didn't work. I just, as soon as that came
out. No, you're right. You read me perfectly.
I'm fantasizing about Dicker.
I sat there on my couch last night with complete Dicker envy.
Again,
I can't lie.
It's natural to be curious.
You pegged me correctly.
Wait a minute, what?
You pegged me correctly.
Oh, wow.
Are we talking about football or not?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Anymore.
I can't believe you said that, dog.
That's the vernacular. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Yep, nothing to see.
Terrence, what's up?
Guys, Jalen Hurts needs to be investigated, guys. He's playing like somebody.
He was throwing the game.
Somebody's Jalen Phillips.
He's playing like somebody is behind his back. Somebody's watching him.
He had money on the game.
And guys, it might be but when he balled out, when Spagnuolo made him throw the ball, maybe he really exposed Jalen Hurts. Because remember, that game was our defense dominated. They got the ball at great field position every time. And maybe Spagnuolo really exposed Jalen Hurts because, whole season teams have been making him throw the ball all the time, seeing if he could do it consistently. And guys, this looks like another collapse. This is getting very depressing. It's like pulling teeth to score 20 points. And Jalen Geno Smith Hurts is so inconsistent. He makes one good pass, then he makes five horrible passes. He turned the ball over. Right now, he's Wentz 2.0. I'm sorry, guys. This offense looks too much like 2023. Only in Philadelphia will you win the Super Bowl, and the next season you can barely score the damn ball. This offense is pathetic. A.J. Brown, he had a touchdown go through his hands. He tipped one off his hands. You're crying the whole year about getting targets, and then when you got one in a big game in a crucial moment, you don't do it. I'm sorry, guys. We will not go back to the Super Bowl. I see no RPOs in his offense. Why can Herbert run an RPO and fix the whole damn defense out? But Jalen Hurts can't do it. Guys, it's a shame. Our defense, I feel bad for our defense, guys. They're playing lights out. They're the heart and soul of this offense. And I love OG, but guys, with the excuses, guys, I cannot keep going for it for Jalen Hurts. I like the guy, but he's playing horrible right now. And guys, I think him and Carson Wentz in 2018 did a soul swap. I really believe so.
Yeah,
I believe they swapped souls. And, guys, right now it's 100% what AJ said earlier in the year when he said it was a blank show. He was right. It is. Jalen Hurts is missing wide open receivers. He had one look down the field, and he's throwing to Dotson, who he's throwing to the whole game on a game-winning drive. What are you doing, guys? They can just let that stupid-ass bunny go out the locker room because it ain't doing diddly squat right now for this team. It ain't bringing no positive energy, guys. Because, Jalen, because right now, Joe, you said it before, he's inconsistent. You have weapons on this team. And right now, guys, if we had Josh Allen, you guys have been saying this for a long time. If Josh Allen was on this team right now, if Lamar Jackson was on this team right now, we probably wouldn't lose a damn game with our defense that we got. And it's crazy. Jalen Hurts got to look in the mirror. He got to pull a Michael Jackson and look at the man in the damn mirror.
It's time, Terrence, before this thing is too late. Terrence, good phone call. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, if they had better quarterback play, they'd clearly be a better team. I mean,
what was the Chiefs defensive coordinator's name again?
Steve Spagnuolo.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's his
name. Spags. You could have just said Spags.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Spagnuolo.
Spagnuolo.
Like Magnolia, but
Spagnuolo. Yeah. Now, was he Spagnuolo when the Eagles beat him, but Spagnuolo when the Eagles lost to him?
Sure,
yeah. I guess we just got to figure out which one he was. Yeah, that's where we're going here. All right, 215-592-9494. Devin Caney's going to join us. And there's her take from the sidelines yesterday. And big Phillies news from today. We got to get her on. You're also welcome to react with us to the Kyle Schwarber news. 5 years, $150 million. We're excited.
I don't think anyone's in the mood for
I know.
That,
I want to make sure everyone knows. If you are excited about Schwarber, we can talk about
it. Yeah, we are aware that it happened, too.
We broke the we played the breaking news sounder. It is awesome. I'm happy. 5 years. I think he's going to age well. I'm glad he didn't go to the dumb Reds or the ridiculous Mets or any of that. He's a Philly. Where he belongs, and hopefully he continues to hit 50 home runs a year in this uniform for a very long time. Very happy Schwarber's back, and also very annoyed at the Eagles, and especially the quarterback, who right now is a disaster. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays, from points and rebounds to threes and assists. FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now, it's the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.